Maharaj was in the house of one Mr. Praveen Agarwal, a millionaire, in whose house we had a program one afternoon. So Praveen Agarwalji came to Maharaj and asked him a question. Maharaj, every day I go to my puja room and I chant, but I don't get reciprocation from the Lord every day. Some days I go and I chant and the Lord reciprocates so powerfully. I feel great joy and great happiness that He has heard my prayer and He has answered my prayer. And in this way I have a communion with the Lord, I have a connection with the Lord that gives me some sense of satisfaction. Other days I go into the puja room, I try to chant, but it appears like a stone put in a well. There is no response from the Lord's side. I don't get any fervent feelings of devotion. I don't see that Lord is responding in any way. It appears very dull. So then Maharaj asked him, so what do you do on those days? Do you chant or not? He said, yeah, anyway I chant. Because it's my duty to chant, I do it. And I come back. But I wanted to know from you. And then he said, whichever days Lord is offering reciprocation, I feel great joy. And I feel that Lord has heard me only on those days. And whenever I chanted and Lord didn't reciprocate, probably I feel Lord was sleeping or Lord didn't attend. Lord didn't pay attention to me. I feel like that. But then Maharaj said, so do you stop chanting? He said, no, Maharaj, I anyway do chanting. He said, Maharaj said, that is a success, he said. And then Maharaj told him, I can tell you, on those days when you didn't get reciprocation, you actually got the maximum reciprocation. He told him. And on those days in which you think you got reciprocation, you didn't get as much reciprocation, he said. And then Maharaj said, sometimes we make a plan in our mind that I want this, I want that. And we pray to Lord and we assume that Lord is reciprocated. On the other hand, when one goes to pray to Lord or chant the Lord's names, he said, when Lord doesn't reciprocate, what do you do is very important. Do you continue to do your spiritual duties? And then he said, this is the meaning of devotional service. I am rendering this service for Lord's pleasure. Whether Lord gives me pleasure in return or not is not the question, he said. So because you continue to chant, even on days when you didn't get reciprocation, that means your attitude is appropriate, he told them. And then he said, sometimes you see a mother while handling a small child, the child smiles very beautifully and speaks some broken words. That is very pleasing to the heart of the mother. Simply look at the child. At other times the child passes urine and stool and she has to clean up and change the diaper several times, which is very painful. The mother doesn't tell the child, hey, keep on smiling, keep on speaking broken words and keep on pleasing me. She doesn't say. She is willing to wake up in the dead of the night and clean the stool and urine and change the diaper and enter such services which are all painful to do for anybody. Similarly, he said, while chanting or while doing devotion service, sometimes we may experience ecstatic bliss. Other times we may not get any reciprocation. But the meaning of a devotee means one should execute devotion service with the same enthusiasm, and that will attract the attention of Krishna, he said. So it was a very great lesson hearing from Maharaj. So then that Praveen Agarwalji became very surprised. He said, so Maharaj, on days when I don't experience any reciprocation, do you really say Krishna is hearing my prayer? He said, Maharaj said, yes, as much as he hears you on any other day, probably more, he said. He's hearing even more because he is seeing that despite not responding, you are continuing to pray to him. That really pleases Krishna's heart the most, he said. So the gentleman became very happy to be confirmed that his prayers are heard. So we all chant Hare Krishna every day. Some days, and then Maharaj told one more. He said there was a devotee who felt such great transcendental ecstasy and tears of love came and welled up in his eyes, and he could not see Krishna properly while doing chamar. And he cursed those tears. That why is my ecstasy intoxicating me in such a way that I can't continue to render my service to Krishna. Hell with my ecstasy, he said. So a devotee is not after ecstasy or bliss or some special type of experience. A devotee is simply after loving and serving Krishna. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer.